Masechtas Kilayim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah discusses the case where you have five grapevines along a wall, yet it still does not get Aris vineyard status because of the distance between them. The Mishnah says, Aris shu yetzim min ha-kaisel mitech keren v'kalev. You have an Aris, trellis vines, that are extending from two opposite corners of a wall. And v'kala, but they end somewhere without meeting each other in the middle of the wall. And there's a significant gap between them in the wall. So you have three vines growing from one end of the wall and two vines growing from the other end of the wall, but they don't meet in the middle and there's too much of a space between them. So they don't get vineyard status, and all you need to do is nice and light avedasai. We give each one its personal workspace, which is six tvachim around individual grapevines. Vizereas ha-meiser, and you're going to allow to plant up the remaining area between them with other species. Because it's not a vineyard, it's just individual grapevines. Rabbi Yasi says, Im ein sham aramis, if the wall is less than 4 amis long, so the entire area is not so significant, even though Rabbi Yasi agrees that the five grapevines don't combine to become a vineyard, still he holds, lo yavi zera l'sham, you can't plant other seeds there. This is the third time we're coming across this opinion. This is Rabbi Yasi's opinion that we mentioned. He's in Perek Hey Mishnah Dalet, that he spoke about grapevines planted in a confined area, that if it's less than 4 amis, then the entire area becomes secondary to the grapevine, and you can't plant other species there, even though you spaced it 6 tvachim away. Here too, even though it's just individual grapevines and it's not vineyard status, but the confined area of the wall that it's growing on, if it's less than 4 amis, it all becomes secondary to the grapevines, and one would not be able to plant the other species in the middle of the wall, even though it's not a vineyard status. And this is Rabbi Yasi Lishitasi, according to his opinion previously mentioned. Mishnah Ches. So we discussed earlier on in the parak in Mishnah Gimel that when you have a trellis, a wall that's elevated, and then the horizontal trellis that's overhanging, when you cannot plant other species underneath the trellis grapevine, not only underneath the part that has the grapevine growing on it, but even part of the trellis that doesn't have the grapevine growing because it's secondary to the grapevine that it's supporting, and you can't plant other species underneath it. So the Mishnah now speaks about this halacha. Hakanim hayetzim min ha'aris. If there are poles that are sticking out from the trellis, and these poles were poles that were longer than the trellis itself, it's not part of the actual trellis work, and it's not there for the purpose of supporting the grapevine or even to extend the growth of the grapevine. It just happened to be that there was a couple of poles sticking out longer. V'chasa leim lepaskan, and the owner, chas literally means he had rachmanis, he had mercy, he didn't want to cut the poles, he wanted to keep his poles longer and not have to cut the wood poles shorter and destroy those poles and make them shorter length. So then these poles, which are really serving no purpose to the grapevine and to the trellis whatsoever, Kenegdan mutter, underneath those poles, it's mutter, it's permitted to plant other species because they're not looked at as part of the trellis, they're not serving any purpose for the trellis, and therefore they don't become secondary to the grapevine. However, asan, kadeshi, ahalachalei, machadash, but if he made those extensions with intention that the new growth from the grapevine should go grow along them and should extend, and the grapevine should grow on that part of those poles as well, so then usher, then it's part of the trellis, and it would be forbidden to plant underneath it. Even before the grapevine grows there, it would become secondary to the grapevine that's growing on this trellis.